What are the conditions that if they are fulfilled, fasting becomes an obligation upon a person? And there are three conditions. There are three conditions which if they are fulfilled, fasting is an obligation upon you. The first of these three conditions, and this is important for the young brothers and sisters, is al-bulugh. And the meaning of al-bulugh is puberty. So the fasting of Ramadan is only an obligation after a Muslim child reaches the age of puberty. And after the child reaches the age of puberty, then fasting is now an obligation upon his shoulders. And if he doesn't fast, the sin is upon him. However, like the salawat, a person, a Muslim child, has to be cultivated and trained to fast, even before the age of puberty. So when a Muslim child is 7 years old, 8 years old, then we begin to train them and cultivate them upon fasting. Like our mothers used to do with us, you can fast half a day. You can fast from Dhuhr to Al-Maghrib. You can fast when you're not at school. You can fast every Saturday. Or you can fast in the morning until Al-Dhuhr. So when the child is 7 years old, 8 years old, we begin to train them and cultivate them upon fasting. When the Muslim child reaches 10 years old, then they have to be fasting. We discipline them upon fasting. However, upon whom is the obligation? Upon the guardian, upon the parent. So if your child is 12, 13, 14 and they're not fasting at all, then you are sinning. You are sinning and the obligation is upon you. The responsibility is upon you as a parent or the guardian to train that child and discipline the child upon fasting. As soon as the child reaches the age of puberty, then the sin and the obligation is upon him. You can't blame your parents anymore. So if you're 15 years old, if you're 14 years old, if you've reached the age of puberty, you cannot say that the reason why I don't pray Fajr is because my dad didn't wake me up. The reason why I didn't fast is because my mum didn't wake me up in the morning, or they didn't put the alarm clock on. After you reach the age of puberty, you are sinful. The obligation is yours. You have to buy your own alarm clock. And you have to wake up yourself. And you have to wake the others up. And the same is when it comes to fasting. So praying Salatul Fajr and fasting after you reach the age of puberty, it is your own obligation. Before that, it's your parents. And they are responsible for disciplining you and cultivating you upon fasting. The second condition for fasting is that you have to be resident in your hometown. Al-Iqama. And the meaning of Al-Iqama is that you are not traveling. You are resident in your hometown. Meaning, if a person is traveling on a long journey, he or she doesn't have to fast. But they have a choice. They have an allowance from Islam. If you want to fast, you can fast. And if you don't want to fast, you don't have to fast. Even if the journey is not difficult upon a person, it doesn't matter. As long as the person is on a journey, on a distance which is far away, then he or she doesn't have to fast. Of course, a person might say that I'm fasting, and it's easy for me, and I want the blessings of Ramadan. I want to join the Muslims with fasting. I don't want to make the fasting up later on because it's going to be too difficult later on. So I'd rather fast when I'm traveling. The Sharia allows you to do this. The point is that if you are traveling, the Sharia gives you an allowance to break your fast or to fast. But if you are resident in your hometown and you are over the age of puberty, then you have to fast. The third condition is Al-Qudra. And the meaning of Al-Qudra is that you have the physical ability to fast. So if you don't have the physical ability to fast, or this fasting is going to make you ill or harm your body, then you don't have to fast. So for example, if a person is ill, or a person is old, weak, or fasting is going to make them ill or harm them, or it is against the doctor's advice, then they don't have to fast. And also this is an allowance from Allah. Meaning if somebody is ill, but he thinks that if I fast, it's not going to harm me too much, I can quite easily still carry on fasting, then he can fast. Or he has an allowance that if he is ill, and the fasting is going to make him more weak or more ill, then he doesn't have to fast. And he can simply fast at a later stage. And this was also mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. That anybody amongst you who is ill or who is on a journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then make up those fasts at a later stage. And now, there are two types of illnesses. There are two types of illnesses which permit a person not to fast. The first type of illness is a short-term illness that might weaken you for 2 days or 3 days or a week or 2 weeks or a month. And then you know that after a few days or after a few weeks, I'm going to be cured bi-idhnillah. And I'm going to regain my strength. Like, for example, a migraine or a flu or a chest infection or a sore throat or anything like this. These types of illnesses, they last for a few days, they may last for a week, they may last for 2 weeks, but you know that after a few days, or after a few weeks, or even after a few months, I'm going to get better. This type of short-term temporary illness, the only thing which is upon you is that you don't fast when you're ill, and then later on, when you are strong and when you have recovered, you fast. So for example, let's say you have an old person and he's too weak to fast in the summer days, because the summer days is 18, 19, 20 hours of fasting, and his health or his age doesn't permit him physically to fast. He doesn't have to fast. But if this Muslim is able to fast in the winter days, when the fasting is from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., then he can fast then. And he makes up those days which he missed in Ramadan to those days which is easier for him. And the same goes for a weak person or an ill person or a person of old age. The second type of illness is a chronic illness. And a chronic illness is a long-term illness which only weakens the person. And a person doesn't recover from it in most cases. He only gets weaker and weaker. Like, for example, cancer and things like this. May Allah protect us from these diseases. This type of illness, a person doesn't have to fast. And neither does he have to make up the fast if he's not able to do so. The only thing he has to do is feed a poor person for each day in which he has missed. So, for example, if a person fasted half of Ramadan, and then the 15th of Ramadan, he became ill with a chronic illness. And the doctors have told him that this type of illness, you don't recover from it. You slowly, slowly makes you weaker and weaker. He fasted 15 days. For the remainder of the 15 days, he has to feed a poor person for each day. Now, a person has a choice. He has 15 poor people to feed. Either he can feed 15 different poor people for each day, or he can feed one person, the same poor person, 15 times. And he can spread this over 15 days, or he can feed all 15 people in a single day. And how much do you need to feed a poor person? The cost of the average meal, you go to a charity which is trustworthy. So you go to a charity which is trustworthy and you ask them that I can't fast because of this reason, and the Sharia tells me I have to feed a poor person nisfu sa', and how much is this nowadays? And they will tell you exactly how much you need to give. Women often ask about pregnancy and breastfeeding. And pregnancy and breastfeeding in of themselves are not a reason for a woman not to fast. So if a woman is pregnant or a woman is breastfeeding and she's able to fast, meaning this fast isn't going to harm her, neither is it going to harm the child which is in the womb of the mother, then she has to fast. She only doesn't fast if the fasting is going to either harm her or harm the baby in the womb. So if she can fast and, for example, feed the child, then that's fine, then she has to fast. But if her fasting stops her from feeding a child, or that she becomes weak, or ill, or there's a danger to the fetus in the womb of the mother, then she does not fast, and she makes up the fast at a later stage. So these are the three conditions for fasting to be an obligation upon you. Firstly, al-bulugh, you have to be over the age of puberty. Secondly, al-qudra, you have to have the physical ability to fast. And thirdly, al-iqama, you have to be resident in your hometown.